Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me by phone today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So we have a compromise now on the state budget. We are back in business, so to speak.
It's they're calling it a compromise, and I guess in the scope of what traditionally has become compromises, this is probably one. No one's happy with it. So
right.
Maybe that's what makes a compromise, is when no one's happy with it. The frustrations are still fast and furious all across the countryside. And I think what people are really fed up with is just, it's once again politics as usual. And we've seen a budget session that was unproductive and compromise wasn't able to be reached, and unfortunately it took shutting down state government and affecting almost everyone in the state one way or another for 18-19 days. And what we saw is a compromise that essentially, to a certain extent, kicks the can down the road a little bit. It puts off some of the major decisions to another day.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that, because it really seems like there was, again, more gimmicks used to try and avoid making the hard decisions.
It is, and until, and of course it's easy for me to sit on this side and say this, but in, Health and Human Service, that part of the budget growing at 20-30% every biennium, until they get serious and really take a look at that and say, what are we doing here? Why is it costing us what it's costing us? Why is this growth on the trajectory it's at? Until they have those serious conversations and really try to do some serious reform, and it's just going to continue to swallow up a bigger part of the budget and create deficits unless the private sector revenue increases, and that just means more people working and paying taxes.
Yeah, I think that we've kind of been hit with a bit of a double whammy here. Not only have there been obviously the economy has suffered greatly, and so you're not collecting as much tax, but also there's just been less taxes levied, right? I mean, isn't that kind of what happened over the course of the last 10 years?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's the perfect storm. We have a certain, a large amount of unemployed people that aren't paying taxes. And on top of that, you have increased costs that are just skyrocketing in healthcare and health and human service area. It's a perfect storm. It's a perfect storm. So you what you do to get out of it, that's if it was an easy answer, that they probably would have got done on time. But, what they did come up with is, in regards to a solution, is there was some mild reforms and some mild cuts. Or I shouldn't say mild, but there was a certain amount of cuts. But ultimately what they agreed upon is a school shift, moving a payment to the school systems down the road a little bit, and then a bonding, or essentially borrowing on the future money that we get from the tobacco settlement. So it's not a perfect solution by any means.
Indeed. Well, thanks, Brad, for spending some time with us today, and we'll probably have more conversations about this in the near future. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.